Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This year's Michigan Festival of Sacred Music will feature a performance by Gary Stroutsos. He's a flutist from Seattle, possibly best known for playing Native American styles. Stroutsos spent more than 25 years learning from Native peoples, but he isn't Native American himself. He's a Greek, Italian, and Lebanese guy who grew up in Vermont. I got him on the phone to find out what led him to help preserve a musical tradition. Stroutsos says he fell in love with the flute when he was a student at Grand Valley State University.
And I went to East Lansing and stood in line for 5 hours to get in the front row for my idol at the time in 1973, the great British band Jethro Tull with Ian Anderson on flute. Next day, I bought a flute in a pawn shop and started to teach myself how to play the darn thing.
But Stroutsos didn't end up creating a rock band. Instead, he got into American jazz and Afro-Cuban rhythms. Stroutsos says he studied with jazz greats like James Newton and Herbie Mann and got to meet Latin favorites like Pancho Sanchez and Tito Puente. But Stroutsos says jazz was a tough business. He says he had a hard time getting enough people together to play gigs, and he didn't like the environment at the clubs. So, he left. But then, something else caught his ear.
I had heard a Lakota American Indian flute player named Kevin Log that recorded a solo flute record in Harney Peak in South Dakota in the Black Hills, and it kind of captured my imagination.
Stroutsos says Locke's sound spurred him to better understand the culture and music of the Lakota.
So I journeyed to Bismarck, North Dakota on my own and found some of these Indian people that I first came up with in the late 1990s.
That's when Stroutsos signed on to the Native American record label Makoche out of Bismarck. According to the label's president, Stroutsos was one of Makoche Records' first musicians and is the only non-tribal member on the label to this day. Stroutsos says the Native American artists on Makoche wanted their music to reach a wider audience.
People didn't really understand a lot about the music that was coming from the plains of Dakota, except for a lot of the powwow groups. Not to be funny, they kind of, I think, were taken by me. They found me humorous and just like they couldn't really figure out what I was doing out there. You know, like, what are you doing? You know, I said, well, no, we got to get the music. We got to keep the music going.
Stroutsos says the flute is used for many things in Native American cultures, but in the plains, it was a romantic instrument.
The young men played love songs to attract a woman.
Stroutsos says it's not enough to be able to play these indigenous melodies. He had to make the songs sound like the land. He says there are unique pauses in Native American flute music that are essential to the sound.
It took me so long to understand this because I used to play really fast. And my friend Paul Thompson would look at me
Thompson is a Navajo man who Strautso says was the first person to make native flutes for non-native people.
He said, "You know, you're just working too hard. You know, you know, what are you doing over there?" You know, he would play, and I'd say to myself, "Why does that sound like it might be like an Indian flute song or something? This guy's not even a trained musician. This guy makes flutes." And he'd always say, "Gary, you're the player and I'm the maker, but, you know, I grew up around the environment of the canyon lands and I'm used to hearing the music." Time with the people helped me. You can't get it from records and listening. You have to go in and come out the other end.
Strautso's would go on to adapt many native songs for flute, including some from the Mandan, the Zuni, the Navajo, the Salish, and the Hopi people. He collected a lot of stories along the way, too.
Going to the Zuni Pueblo and learning about the Zuni sunrise song and the morning prayer song and how the men went out and sang and it echoed across the canyon walls and it welcomed the day. I got a little bag of rubies that I can just open up and, you know, I can tell you some stories and then I can play a story on the flute.
Strautso's own sound is a mixture of all of his backgrounds. He says he draws from Native American and Afro-Cuban rhythms in his music. Strautso says sometimes he even takes a melody he's learned and puts it into a jazz structure. In fact, he says he was one of the first people to do this in his song "Sheeny Sha, I Am Walking" back in 1997. In it, Strautso starts out with a Navajo chant, improvises, and then goes back to the chant. Strautso says many tribal elders appreciate hearing his music. He remembers one woman in particular in Montana and what effect his flute had on her.
Ushni was her name, and she started crying, and I thought I did something wrong. And she said, "No, it just reminds me of my relatives and days gone by. We don't hear the flute anymore in the valley," and, you know, that's profound stuff.
Strautso says he realizes that not everyone wants to hear this kind of culturally steeped music from a white man. But he says it's not about him. It's about preserving musical traditions and remembering the people he learned from.
It's not a form of entertainment. I'm not doing a ceremony, but it's kind of a life way for me. You create positive bonds through the music, and I bring people to a spirit of place. When I tell the story and play the Zuni sunrise, for it is a spiritual moment, but it's not a performance.
Flutist Gary Strautso's will perform with percussionist Carolyn Keeble tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. The Nature Center will also screen the documentary Remembering the Songs, Music of the Zuni, Navajo, and Salish Peoples, which features Strautso's music. You can find more info on our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.